Mayor de Blasio's recent labor agreement requires the unions to help cut health care costs by $3.4 billion over the next 4 years. Exactly how that will happen is supposed to be determined over time and will involve looking at existing best practices. One such practice that has caught the mayor's eye is run by the Hotel Trades Council, a private sector union that represents 86,000 hotel workers, family members, and retirees. The model is based on 5 health care centers around the city, paid for by management, but operated by the union. WNYC's Bridget Bergen took a tour of one union facility, a shiny 7-story building in Harlem, and came back with this report.
11-year-old Thalia Rivera, all of 4 feet tall if you include the bun of dark hair on her head, is heading home from a dentist appointment with her mother.
I have a toothbrush, toothpaste, and floss.
It was a good visit. No shots, no cavities.
It goes really good. Now I'm not afraid to show my teeth anymore.
She punctuates that sentence with a big, toothy grin. Her mother, Evelyn Fuentes, who works in housekeeping at the W Hotel, says she likes the center, mostly.
It's okay, but it's a distance. I live in the Bronx, so I gotta travel from the Bronx all the way to my hand. But it's worth it.
She has no complaints about the visit today.
My appointment was at 4.
And we came out at 4:29.
Yeah, it was good. It was on time, maybe on time.
Quick turnarounds are the norm here, according to Dr. Robert Greenspan, the CEO of the Hotel Trades Council's Employee Benefit Fund. When he greets me for a tour, his eyes twinkle like a kid who's about to take his turn at show and tell.
Hi, Bridget. Bob Greenspan. How are you?
Very nice to meet you.
Welcome to Harlem.
Greenspan says 85% of patients see their doctor, get test results, pick up prescriptions, and are out of the building in under an hour. It's a full-service facility, including primary and supplemental care, and there's a lot to see.
We're an integrated healthcare system, so we have everything from soup to nuts, and specialty, everything from allergy to urology.
The building was designed to create a sense of both intimacy and openness. Administrative offices along the corridors have glass walls. The waiting rooms look like any other, with TVs hung from the walls. But on each floor, behind the reception area, the facility is one interconnected space, with private treatment rooms along the hallways that allow doctors to easily manage the flow of patients. Greenspan and his colleague, Dr. Vincent Jarvis, walk me through the specialty clinic.
So you've passed radiology, you've passed podiatry, you've passed ENT. Ophthalmology is the next room over here.
And the dermatologist is right around the corner.
Besides all these specialties, there are 200 primary care doctors employed system-wide. The scheduling system saves time on every doctor's schedule, so there's always same-day appointments available. Greenspan says the system emphasizes primary care, which keeps patients healthier and costs down. So does the pharmacy and the pharmacy robot, nicknamed Mookie. Doctors write prescriptions electronically, and the machine finds labels and fills the order. This allows the pharmacy to process 10 times the number of prescriptions compared to your average neighborhood pharmacy. Here, all the pharmacist needs to do is to check to make sure the machine got it right. For all the bells and whistles, the health system is not always popular with new union members.
And I can portray it as nice as I want to. They say the same thing. You mean I don't have freedom of choice? I have to go to your doctors or I have to go to the union doctors?
Patients do have to use union doctors and facilities, but in a satisfaction survey, 97% of members said they would recommend the sites to others. By comparison, an average HMO comes in at 65%.
I mean, Brian can tell you what his experience is from a patient point of view.
This afternoon, Greenspan has brought Brian Gaffney to bolster his case. Gaffney is a 53-year-old bartender at 4 hotels in the city.
Waldorf Astoria, New York Hilton, Grand Hyatt, New York at Grand Central, and New York Palace.
In 2003, he went to see his doctor thinking he might have ulcers. His doctors diagnosed him with colon cancer. His treatment lasted 18 months.
So hospital stay for 8 days, surgery, 18 treatments of chemo, and initial cost out of pocket was $6.
And he's paid nothing else since. Greenspan says that's the whole point of their system.
There's no copays, there's no deductibles, there's no co-insurance. So whatever our patients need is what they get. Nobody pays anything for their health care here.
How can they afford it? For one thing, there's no insurance company. The system is paid for through funds supported by the employers. And also, doctors are on salary. They're not independent contractors, so their only incentive is to provide care, not generate fees. Comparing the cost to what the city spends is complicated, but comparing it to the open market, it's roughly 35% cheaper, according to the union. The system was developed over 65 years for the hotel industry, and it's not going to be easy to copy. Then there's the cost of building facilities, not to mention the insurance lobby and the medical establishment. So it may sound like healthcare heaven, but that doesn't mean it's the answer to the city's prayers. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.